It is time for Wonderful Water here on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, who bring us this conversation as a way to check in to get the latest news from that very important service agency in our community. Right now, we know that it is budget season for all of our local governments, but it's also budget season for OWASA, too. They're drafting budget proposals as we head to the summer, and this week, they're holding some virtual public hearings on their proposed budget and rate adjustment for the upcoming fiscal year. That is going to be Thursday, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that from OWASA Director of Finance and Customer Service, Stephen Winters, who joins me on the phone. Stephen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on 97.9 The Hill.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Absolutely. So people might hear, you know, budget, draft proposal, rate adjustment, and maybe their eyes glaze over a little bit. But we know that it's pretty important because it impacts people's monthly bill, what they're paying for water and sewer. Can you give us a bit of a quick overview of the services that OWASA provides and then kind of how those are all tied into the budget proposal each year and how it affects the customers?
Sure. So OWASA provides water and sewer services, and we provide that to customers in Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and then a little part of southern Orange County. We also provide reclaimed water services, which mainly serves the university for non-drinking purposes like irrigation and to provide water for their cooling towers. Our board of directors is appointed by the elected boards in Carrboro and Chapel Hill and Orange County, and our board votes on the budget every June for the upcoming fiscal year. Now, back earlier this year, we presented some initial proposals to the board, and they've been considering it since then. We have a public hearing on the budget this Thursday, on the budget and rates, and then the board will take any feedback into consideration and vote on a final budget in June. The new budget year begins on July 1st.
Got it. Yeah, so pretty similar to what we know happens for our other local governments. I know that there's usually not like a whole lot of change from year to year when it comes to budgets, but what is being proposed in this year's budget, and is there anything that might kind of stand out to customers compared to last year or prior years?
Maybe so. You know, we're funded through rates and fees charged for our services. That's our only, you know, source of revenue. And that means we don't collect any tax money or monies from the towns or the county. And our budget covers operating expenses, personnel costs, and investing in water and sewer infrastructure throughout the community, you know, all the things that are necessary to be able to continue to deliver services to customers. And one thing that's unusual this year is that we are having a rate increase, and it's larger than we've had in recent years. So to meet the needs of that budget, we're actually proposing a 16% rate increase. And some of the things that go into making up that rate increase, a year ago, we projected that we would need to raise rates by 7% this year, but several things have impacted our budget recently, and a lot of these are familiar to everyone because they're very common challenges. The inflation rate is currently over 8%, and it's impacting the cost of the supplies we need to treat water and wastewater, and it's also impacting construction costs in a pretty dramatic way, and we incur construction costs when we're repairing and replacing, you know, infrastructure throughout the community that's aging and, you know, reaching the end of its useful life. There's also been quite a bit of pressure on the labor market, which I'm sure folks are familiar with, and that's had the impact of increasing, you know, personnel costs. And then during the pandemic, you know, over the last couple of years, we deferred quite a number of projects so that we could avoid raising rates during that period of, you know, high economic uncertainty. Several of those projects now need to move forward before they begin to impact the level of service that we can deliver to customers. So it's a bigger race than we had increased than we had projected, but it's important for everyone to know that we're always looking for ways to save costs and find new solutions, you know, so long as they don't impact the level of services that we can provide.
Once again, we're speaking with Stephen Winters, who's the Director of Finance and Customer Service for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or OWASA. You can find their website at owasa.org, and they're bringing us our monthly Wonderful Water conversation. You mentioned some of the projects that are ongoing for OWASA. If people have tuned into this show, they know that there's been a lot of work happening in downtown Carrboro, happening right now on Cameron Avenue, that I imagine is contributing to that increase. Are those kind of replacements of old lines, those kinds of projects, kind of the main way that OWASA's budget gets invested back into the community? Or what would you say is kind of the majority or the brunt of that budget that is going to be going through proposals and drafts?
Yeah, so about half of our budget, or half of the money that we receive from customers, goes into investing back into the system to upgrade and maintain hundreds of miles of water and sewer pipes, as well as the treatment facilities. We have pump stations throughout the service area and other equipment, you know, all the things that make our jobs possible. So without that infrastructure, you know, we couldn't deliver reliable services to customers. And when these systems aren't maintained, they end up costing us and customers more in operational deficiencies and repairs. So we, as you mentioned, we have had some large projects underway, and some folks, you know, may have seen those. The sewer line rehabilitation work on Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We have a large project going on at the Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant, and you might have seen us working in the road there on Jones Ferry. We're also replacing some critical lines, as you mentioned, along West Cameron Avenue. And we also have crews replacing water lines in neighborhoods throughout the service area. You know, so a lot of investing in maintaining the system. And I know this has had an impact on traffic in some of these areas, and we do appreciate the community's patience with that.
You also mentioned, Stephen, that kind of part of the rate increase is holding off some of the increases during the pandemic. I know that similarly, OWASA recently announced, and we reported, that you're going to be starting standard collection practices once again for kind of late bills and stuff like that, now that the state of emergency here in Orange County has expired. Does that factor into rate increases or how OWASA kind of takes into its budget? Because I know that, you know, late fees are not necessarily something that everyone is paying, but it's still a decent bit of money in the community.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're actually separate items. They have some impact on each other. The rate increase really is not impacted at all by the you know, the moratorium on service disconnections. And just a little background, you know, the timing of restarting standard collection practices is tied to the state of emergency that Orange County put in place a couple of years ago. And as you know, that state of emergency has just ended, or is just ending. And so we know that resuming standard collection practices will eventually lead to the possibility of service disconnections. And one of the things that we're doing to try to make that go more smoothly for customers is that our customer service team is working very hard to reach out directly to customers who are behind on their bills so that we can help get them set up on a payment plan and help connect them with places that might be able to provide funding assistance, like our Care to Share program. And there are some other resources available in the community. And just as a reminder for folks, you know, Care to Share is a program where customers can donate as part of their monthly bill to a fund that's used to help customers who may be behind on their bills and you know, need some help.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program. Again, OWASA.org is their website and has plenty to share about the Care to Share program on that website. Once again, we're speaking with Stephen Winters, who's the Director of Finance and Customer Service for OWASA. And so, Stephen, with listeners out there, they might be hearing about this increase in some rates, hearing about the proposed budget, want to take a look at it. If somebody wants to be involved, share some feedback of or share the community kind of perspective when it comes to OWASA's budget this year and want to speak at the upcoming public hearings, how should they do that? What do they need to know ahead of Thursday?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we really do benefit from hearing customer feedback. All of our board meetings are open to the public, and right now they're being held virtually. And if you'd like to attend and speak at the public hearing this Thursday, you can do that by emailing the clerk to the board of directors. Her name is Andrea Orbich, and her email, she can be reached at info@owasa.org. She can also be reached by calling 919-537-4217. And if you didn't catch that, there's an article on the homepage of our website right now that has all that contact information.
Yep. And again, OWASA.org, which might be the easiest way to go check it out. As we wrap up, anything else that you think our listeners should know about either that draft budget proposal or anything else that OWASA has going on?
Yeah, just that, you know, we take our jobs really seriously, and we take pride in being able to provide such an essential service to the community. We appreciate the customers' conservation over the years, which has been a tremendous success, and we appreciate their support as customers of Owassa. And again, if anyone's interested in more information about the budget process, in addition to the public hearing on May 12th, we have a lot of information on our website. All the agenda materials that the boards use and reviews, a lot of stuff that we've been talking about today is out there. And we know our customers are impacted by the decisions we make, and we are very much want to hear from you as part of this process.
Yep. So once again, if you want to be one of the community members giving some feedback, sharing that information with the Owassa Board of Directors, they've got a virtual meeting Thursday night about the proposed budget for the next fiscal year, about a rate adjustment, and you can find more details at owassa.org. That is owassa.org. Stephen Winters, who's the Director of Finance and Customer Service for Owassa, thanks so much for joining us today on Wonderful Water, and we hope to talk with you again soon.
Thank you very much.